5:44 on this Wednesday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. The 6th annual Women's Playwriting Festival opens this weekend. Yes, Diva Fest is back at the Indie Fringe Theater on the corner of College St. Clair and Mass Ave downtown. You can see 8 original plays this weekend and next. And it all started 6 years ago with a bunch of women playwrights that got together. And out of that came an inspirational poem by a local author and playwright herself, Rita Cohn. You can see that poem on the back of your program this year. And also on that program is a play by local playwright Jan White, who also happens to be here in studio with us. Welcome back, Jan.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you again. And your play this year is called What Is This Place?
That's correct. What is this place? It is sort of a journey of 4 women who we find caught in a place that they have to get to know each other that they really don't want to be in. And it's their journey through figuring out why they're in this place together and how they might get out of it.
And this is your third play.
It is. It is my third one. This is my first normal one, really. Whatever normal is.
Now, when you say that, what does that mean?
Yeah,
normal.
Last year I had one that went over many decades and had tons of props. This one's a very simple one with 4 chairs and the divas themselves doing their work as actresses to show us a great, I hope, emotional, I know it will be, a great story. This is based on my situation that I went through with my daughter and that journey, and I chose to write something that would honor women in that way.
Well, compare this normal one and the last not normal one. Is it the idea and the spontaneity, the thought that comes first, or is it the fact that maybe one year you do want to have a lot of props and
yes,
put a lot of stuff in?
It depends on the type of play that you're writing. With the Indiana's Writer Center is where I began learning how to craft a play, because I had come out of the IRT one time and said, I could write a play. And then I said to myself, well, then shut up and write one. And that's when I began to think about what that really entails, which, of course, it's a lot more difficult than you ever think it's going to be.
But it must not be that difficult. I mean, it is difficult, but you were able to do it.
I was really blessed. And, you know, it's been a wonderful experience for me here in the city, because I've grown to know so many wonderful new artists and people in the city that I hadn't been connected with before. So it's great.
And women playwrights. Why is it important to champion women playwrights?
Well, not very many women playwrights get produced at all. Even in Hollywood, I don't know, Pauline from The Fringe could quote the exact, I think it's 17% or something like that, that actually get their work done on the stage. So I am a very lucky gal that you know, I started when I was 61 writing, and I've already had 3 plays at 65, you know, and it's a good thing because I don't have that much longer to wait, you know, so I have to get out there and get going. So because of the Diva Fest, it's given us a voice and a place to really workshop our work. Because a play, just you write it, and then it's acted, and it's redone, and it's redone, and it's redone. And you never know exactly what you want to totally go for until you see it, and an audience can see it. And then you can go back and probably hone it with this idea that maybe it will go off to Broadway someday or something.
And a lot of stuff from The Fringe absolutely does. You can see What Is This Place this weekend and next, Saturday at 4:30 in the afternoon, Sunday at 7:30, and next Saturday at 6 o'clock. You can see the whole rundown of plays and tickets and everything at indiefringe.org. Jan, break a leg.
Why, thank you. We will.